Parshas Vayeshev. Just wanted to mention, first of all, a word that's nogea to what we were learning in the sugyo, nogea to this week's parsha, and a big say. Another point that we mentioned earlier this week is also nogea to this week's parsha. A third point that's also a big say. The first one is that the Baal HaTurim in this week's parsha says, he quotes his father. He actually sends you to Parshas Lech Lecha, where it says, "Vehemin ba'Hashem v'yachshevei lo yitzdako." It says by Avraham Avinu that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him avtocha, "Vehemin ba'Hashem v'yachshevei lo yitzdako." It says the Baal HaTurim, he quotes his father, the Rosh. He says that it says in Tanakh, "V'yachshevei" three times. First time is over here, "V'yachshevei lo yitzdako." The second one is in Unzura Parsha. This week's Parsha, it says by Yehuda, when she saw Tamar, V'yachshevei lezayno. And the third place is what we learned this week by Chano, V'yachshevei Eli lishikiru, that Eli was choshir shikiru. Says the Baal HaTurim, Hocha v'idech v'yachshevei gimel b'misiru. This is in Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Vav. V'yachshevei lo yitzdako gimel b'misiru, says the Baal HaTurim. Hocha v'idech v'yachshevei lezayin agavei Tamar, v'yachshevei eli lishikur agavei Chano. Hainu d'omer v'Yehuda, yeichelki yeichelki mishe choishtin oisai ve'in boi. Says, halavai that I should be from those people that they're choishtin, fikshirim, choishtin loi ve'in boi, that they're choishtin, that they did something wrong, b'emes they didn't do anything wrong. Shrei Tamar v'shvil shechoshti Yehuda, zachsa v'yasu in a perach v'zarach, shiatz mehem alocha v'nevim. Because Yehuda was choshirer, b'ksherim, therefore she was zoiche to be maimed malachim v'nevim. She had peretz v'zarach, she yotzmei malachim v'nevim. Chano b'shul shechoshda ili, we saw that in the Gemara. The Gemara says that minayim shechayim levarcho, Hashem l'kim yitei neshelosech. Chano b'shul shechoshda ili, zoktu yotzmei neshmu. B'shvil shenechshedu lezoino, v'lishikero, nechshev lehen l'tzdoko. Adon yov yarosh. That's what he quotes from the Rosh, says, because v'yachshevei eli lishikuro, therefore v'yachshevei eli lo yitzdako. That's why the Rezecha is such a tremendous thing. It's a nice bar, but the lesson is tremendous. The lesson is that sometimes it's good for the tzar that a person has that brings him to Yeshua. It's good for the thing that he thinks that it's out to get him, the thing that it looks that it's terrible. That's the source of the Yeshua. That's exactly what the Rosh was saying. It's because of Yachshaveh, because you were Choshev B'Ksherim, because that was Gufa, what brought the Bracha, that's what brought the... We saw this in the Beis Halevi, in the Maimar V'Tochen. He said this by, next week's parasha really, by Yosef HaTzadik, when he came to Pari. He says the Pari tricked him really in the dream, and he mentioned the Prat that wasn't there, and he says, so he's sort of Kilo out to get him, to see if he's tricking him. And that was good for where Yosef understood the pisrin of the chalim. So it's because of Yachshaveh. Sometimes if the person is it's a tzar a person is having, it could very well be. They say this by Rachel Imenu, that says what was the schus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was zeicher that Rachel Imenu should be able to have children is the fact she must have simoneh le'achoyso. Ba'etzem, that thing that she was most of the Simar Lechaisa, we can't even fathom what she did. That she gave over her entire future. Her entire Asid. She never knew the Tzar Yaakov Avinu. She thought it was it. She gave over the Simonim, and that's it. She thought she's drowning herself. Maybe she'll marry Esau. Who knows what. But Yaakov, she figured she's finished. And that caused that was like the biggest star for her. But at the end of the day, she was an Akara. And the only chus that she had not to was the Bishar that she was most of the Simonim. What was the biggest tzar for her to give up? That was the schus that she was zeicha at the end of the day. It could very well be that the tzar that a person has, and a person keeps quiet, even more so, that's the schus that he has to be zeicha to Yeshua. That's the first nekuda. The second nekuda is what was mentioned earlier this week in Avada Bitoche, when he gave to Machlokes Hashem Shamayim. We see also in this week's parasha. Rashi says, why would we masmich the parsha of Eishes Poitifar to the parsha of Tamar? Says Rashi, to tell you that they're both Hashem Shamayim. She saw, Eshes Potiphar saw that she's going to have children from him, so she didn't know if it was from Yosef, it was from exactly who it was. At the end of the day, Yosef ended up marrying his daughter, her daughter. So it wasn't actually from her, it was from her daughter. But at the end of the day, she was the Shem Shemayim. So what happened? We look at Eshes Potiphar as the Mershat, and Tamar is the hero. Well, they're both the Shem Shemayim as Gavno. Well, what was the difference between them? The answer is what happened after, like we mentioned, that Mordechai Zuckerman said from Dino Mikkel, he said that Machlokes Shem Shemayim is the first 5 minutes. In other words, you said your piece, you fought it out, now what? Now when they keep on going, what are you going to do now? That's exactly where the Moedid was. That's what the Alter HaKam says. He says, they're both the Shem Shemayim. They started the Shem Shemayim. And a lot of people started the Shem Shemayim. The question is, where does it end up? At the end of the day, when they're up against the wall, what happens? So, Eshes Potiphar, she was up against the wall, what did she do? She says, you're going to look at me whether you like it or not. I'm going to put you into jail. I'm going to force you to look at me. I'm going to force you. She tried paying him off, tried all the different things that Chazal say in the Gemara, the Midrashim, and what she tried to do to get him, and at the end of the day, had him thrown into jail. That's, she's going to get her way whether he likes it or not. And what happened with Tamar? Tamar, she willingly went into the fire. She could have easily said, Yehuda, my friend, It's all from you, my friend. This is you that did this. She didn't. She was willing to give up her life for the sake of not embarrassing him. She was l'shem shemayim. She did what she had to do, and therefore, after that, that was all in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. That was all in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. If a person would appreciate this. Very many people, you take L'shem Shemayim a little bit too far. How does the person know he's taking too far? He should ask somebody. But he has to first pull out of himself. His machlekes L'shem Shemayim, whether it's in shul, what we do in shul, this is what we do, and how we act with our neighbors, and what our machlekes is, and machlekes in the house. Right? This is what we do, and this is how we're doing it, and this is it. I just heard a story today. Then Od Nidbru, he wrote it last week. He said it was by Ufruf. And Shabbos morning, there was no fish. Minig in Klai Yisrael, Milan Kaddish in Klai Yisrael, they have fish by all three Sudas. Yes, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you don't like fish, you don't have to have fish. But Lamai said, that's the Minig. You have fish. The Kitzer, he asked around, is there fish? No fish. Ooh, that was it. What do you mean there's no fish? Minig in Klai Yisrael, you have fish. Starts turning here. Does anybody have fish? Go ask the waiters. We're not continuing. We're not going to the next course. Maybe mamish. We're not going to the next course until it wasn't the Bala Simcha. We're not going to the next course until there's fish. That's the Minig in Klal Yisrael. So it is. Go ask them if there's tuna fish at least. At least a little bit of tuna fish. The kids are just scrounging around in the kitchen, nothing doing. No fish. Like me navy, like me tossing. Not even trying from last week. Nothing doing. There's no. So what are you supposed to do? So he starts knocking on people's neighbors' doors, maybe there's fish. Somebody have fish, they didn't have them. By Ofrav over here, and they don't have them. What do you mean? What's so funny? It's funny? You're supposed to have fish. If you don't like fish, say it. But I do like fish. And this is my Inik Shabbos. This is what we're doing. My friend, Adkan. Where do you draw the line? But it's L'shem Shemayim. Yeah, but L'shem Shemayim means also that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is part of the equation. It's not just L'shem Shemayim. It's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inside the equation. So a person, yeah, 100%. You ask, is there fish? Yeah, there's no fish. So now what do? You could even ask a waiter, maybe you could get me if there's some tuna fish inside. Yeah, tuna fish. There's no tuna fish. Now what do? I'm going to make sure, no matter what happens, that there is fish. You got his gefilte fish at the end of the day. You got his gefilte fish. The question is, until where? Where's the L'shem Shemayim? Where does a person draw the line? And that's exactly what Tamar did. She did L'shem Shemayim. She was willing to go and sacrifice her life. She was willing to go into the fire that she shouldn't embarrass Yehuda, because she started L'shem Shemayim, she did what she had to do, and that's it. Im yoyde yoydim love, she's willing to go.